Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Cardin, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store. Podcast where me, Nicole Byer, tries to figure out how I'm still single, even though you could give me bottles of water with your cum in it and I would drink it and say protein. I don't know if I've used that one before, but I am running out of ideas. I should start writing them down. Anyway, my guest today is a comedian, an actor known for playing Winston Bishop on the series The New Girl. He now plays a cartoonist named Keith in the new Hulu series. Well, I guess it's not new. It's on season 2, will come out soon. It's called Woke. It's Lamorne Morris.
Hey. I just want to get this straight. Someone could, maybe even a stranger, give you a bottle of semen and you would drink it.
Yes, and I would say, thank you. Protein is good for the body.
Oh, that's disgusting. Just because if it's a, just know that if it's a bottle full of it, that is, some of it's been sitting around for a while.
But that means the protein has had time to mature. It's a kombucha of cum.
That's disgusting. Kombucha.
Kombucha.
So just so you know, this episode should be titled Kombucha.
Yes. Mars?
Yes.
Not to tell you how to do your job, but I think Lamorne is onto something.
Oh, you got it.
You are disgusting.
Yes, no, I'm kidding. She's that's gross. Nasty. And maybe that's why I'm single.
No.
Who knows? Lamorne, okay, yes. Here's a question. Mm-hmm. How does a gal catch a man?
Well, I'm just basing things off of the intro. Maybe try not to take the whole bottle.
You know what I mean?
Because a guy doesn't want someone who's that hungry for all of it. Maybe just like in the throes of passion, maybe just a little bit that he's given off.
Okay.
And he's like, oh, I don't want your whole bottle of it. I just want a little bit of it. So he knows that it's just you and him.
Mm-hmm.
Because a whole bottle is a lot of niggas. It's a lot of niggas.
Some would say too many. So I say, oh, excuse me. I just take a little bit of yours. Thank you.
Exactly.
Okay. But like for you, mm-hmm. what makes you go, give me more of that lady?
Honestly, somebody funny. You know, somebody funny. Humor is always a thing, because I tell a lot of stupid jokes, and somebody who can let me know they're stupid but appreciate the fact that I'm attempting to make them laugh.
Okay.
Somebody, you know what I mean? Somebody who understands humor enough to know that what I just said wasn't funny. But, you know, stuff like that. I like, you know, I kind of like people who are kind of free-spirited. I I'm not a very adventurous person, but I when initiated or when motivated to do certain things, I'm always down. Like, I'm always down to, you know, do crazy extreme things. I just will never be the initiator. So I would like for someone that I'm with to also be an initiator of events.
An initiateur.
Yes,
close initiateur. To an Imagineer at Disney.
Exactly.
So what do you mean? Like, what kind of wild things do you want initiated? Like skydiving?
Let me tell you something.
Yes.
This is how non-extreme I am.
Okay.
By extreme, I mean, let's go hike. By extreme. I'm like, damn, she dangerous. She like playing with fire and heights and altitude.
I mean, hiking is a little dangerous because I'm a little silly goose. And, you know, maybe she wants to walk backwards up the hill and do a bit. And then, you know, you go a little too far and then you fall the fuck off a cliff.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen it before. Plenty of people around you and fall off cliffs. You know what I mean?
Scary.
It's very scary. So I choose to stay at home because it's safer at home. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Mask up, everybody. But but if someone wants to, like skydiving, I'll never do it. Like if a lovely young lady said, "Hey, Lamorne, I want to take you skydiving." I don't care if she's Halle Berry. I'll go as far as going to the venue where the plane will take off, and then I'll be the dude down at the bottom guarding everybody's belongings. And
really, if Halle Berry broke into this Zoom right now and said, "Excuse me, Lamorne, I want to take you skydiving tomorrow," you would say no?
No, I would act like I'll go.
Okay. Yes. And you're going to be down there with, but what if she goes, "Lamorne, you said you were going to go skydiving. You can't just stay with the belongings because I have a personal assistant named Pierre who's staying with the belongings." And Pierre's like, "Yes, oui, I flew from Paris to stay with the belongings."
You can't trust Pierre. Especially somebody with that mustache that Pierre has. I don't trust it.
And he's wearing stripes.
Yeah. Clearly Pierre is a crook.
Yes,
and Halle has fallen for his shenanigans and his mustache. I don't trust Pierre, okay?
Okay.
But what I could do.
Yes.
Here's what I could do. Because it's Halle Berry and it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. I would say, "Okay, Halle, listen, I'll go skydiving with you under one condition."
Mm-hmm.
Right? Is that we rent one of those old-school limos. You know what I mean? Like the old, like from the 80s. Mm-hmm. With like champagne and all kinds of stuff in the back and weird lights. Maybe fur on the seats. Maybe velvet.
That's classy.
Exactly. And while we're in there, I would try to put the moves on her. And at least I'd be like, "Okay, let me hit it."
Mm-hmm.
Let me see what all the fuss is about.
All the fuss.
And then at the end, just kind of go, but about that skydiving, sorry. I can't do it, Halle. I'm scared.
And then she would fall in love with you because she'd be like, "Wow, how emotionally vulnerable this man is being with me."
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. I know what I'm doing.
Maybe that's the key. I got to be more emotionally vulnerable.
Yeah. And don't be available either.
Don't be available.
Right. Men love it when women aren't that available, because when you are available, they feel like they won. Look what I did.
Huh.
I got her ass out the house.
Okay. So how would I make myself make plans with other people and then be like, "Sorry, can't do it"?
Well, you don't even have to. I mean, it's a bit of a game, but you know, what you could do is someone says, "Hey, you want to go out and grab a drink?" You could say, "Yeah, absolutely." And then when they suggest the time, you say, "Ooh, can't do that one. Let me check. Let me see.
Mm.
Make them feel like you're actually trying to figure it out, and then say, "Look, hit me up next week." You know, something like
that. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, got to do it. Gots to do it.
And then that makes you hungry for more?
Yeah. And then maybe send an areola and a...
An areola?
Just the areola. Don't do the whole thing.
Not the whole titty?
not the whole titty, just the areola, and maybe it not, maybe so zoomed in on the areola that they don't quite know what it is. They're like, could it be an areola? You know what I'm saying? Could it be an elbow? We don't know what it is.
Hopefully someone doesn't look at a close-up of my areola and go, is that a dry elbow?
Well, I don't know if you're coconut oiling. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know.
I'd be so sad.
You know.
Okay, I think this is good advice. So it's a game.
It's a bit of a game.
Forever?
It's not forever because here's the thing. You don't want everyone to know your true self immediately.
Okay.
I mean, and everything that we do, we put on a bit of a front and a bit of a face to get from point A to point B. But by the time you get to point C, D, E, F, and G, my alphabet doesn't go quite past that. But the moment you get to the end, to Z, you know, hopefully by that time you guys know each other for who you truly are. And you could, you know, and it's also growing together. You know what I mean? Now we're talking about marriage. Let's just rewind.
Wait, okay. So when do you get to stop being unavailable? Like when you're in a relationship?
No. Way before that. I'm saying when you initially want that secure attraction, meaning that person is like anxious to see you, wants to see you continuously. Maybe not every day, but maybe to the point where you might be the only person that person's hooking up with or seeing, you know? Because let me tell you something. Men, we got holodexes.
Holodexes?
You know? It's a holodex.
Ladies got the dickadex.
Y'all definitely got a dickadex. I've seen some dickadexes before, and I've seen a couple of my boys in these dickadexes. And everybody's like, how the hell you know Reggie? She's like, give me my dickadex back.
Oh, Reggie's in the dickadex. Sorry, I let you look at it.
So we got, you know, what you want to do is you want to minimize the holodex. Mm-hmm. You want it to get to the point where he's no longer referring to it as a holodex.
Yes.
It's a paperweight now.
Okay.
It's just there. He doesn't even use it. He's just like.
So when the holodex becomes a paperweight, that's when you can become available?
Yeah, but you got to make it a paperweight.
Okay.
Because here's what happens. You have people that you can just call sometimes. Not me anymore. I've retired. You have people you could just call. Mm-hmm. And just maybe they want to hook up, maybe they don't, you know, but you have people that in your life that are kind of like that. And you go through phases where you might have someone you're hooking up with continuously for a few months. And it's that, and that's just what it is. But then you come along and you're not that person, right? You hook up maybe, but then you make them earn it for the next occasion.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
If even that's a route you want to go down, but you still make them earn it, you know, it is not just a hookup situation. This is let's go grab a drink. Let's grab coffee. Let's go walk backwards up Runyon. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever it is you're into. And then that person's like, oh, wow. But then they remember the first time y'all hooked up and they're like, I want to do that again. Mm-hmm. Then you're like, not tonight. I'm busy. I got to go through my Dickadex and call Reggie.
But don't tell him that I'm going through the Dickadex.
Don't tell him, but make it so he kind of thinks that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I got plans. Well,
yes.
What you doing? You know, it's hanging out with a friend.
And never say the friend's name and leave it ambiguous.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. So I have to be more mysterious.
Yes. Yes. Don't wear a mask or nothing. Well, I mean, again, wear a mask up. But like, don't wear like an eye mask or anything like that.
Okay.
Don't do that. You know what I mean?
All right. Don't wear the anonymous mask and say hello.
Yeah, don't do that. That's bad.
Okay, that's really bad. That's bad. Okay.
That's really
so
bad.
Just, you know, okay. I got it. I think I got it. Okay. So
you understand.
Here's a question. Do you consider yourself a ladies' man?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what I would consider myself. I'm just a dude who, you know, who likes hanging out, kicking it. And, you know, if you build it, maybe they come, maybe they don't.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So after you, like, started gathering success as an actor, did you notice the flip in the women's? Did more bitches be throwing themselves at ya?
No, they did not. No. I wouldn't say throwing themselves at me, but I think a part of it is I never had a problem in that category. I was always, I had a problem internally with it, meaning I never, I'm kind of an introvert, kind of shy individual. So I don't think I've ever approached a woman like random, you know, people go up to women at bars and do the whole, Hey, I don't think I've ever done that in my life. I'm just afraid of it. Like I don't like the rejection. I was never that person, but I will say being on television definitely gave me confidence because I was I had so much going on in my own personal life that I was like, what do I have to lose in this moment? You know what I mean? Like I got bills to pay. I got a great job. I got family. I got all these things that are in motion. So when I go up to somebody, if I'm having a conversation with someone, I'm more confident in that conversation. And therefore, you know, some women are attracted to confidence. So I feel like that definitely helped. I wouldn't say women were throwing themselves at me like that.
Like you're not getting any wild DMs?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Just wild. A lot of areolas in the DMs.
I mean, I could be elbows though. I don't know.
Could be. Who knows? Be some kneecaps. People don't moisturize.
They don't, and that's where I come in. Coconut
they
oil, Morris.
Call you Mr. Coconut Oil. I was hit on by this man at a bar, and he was like, I can't remember what he said, but I like matched it with like equally flirty. And then he said, no, and like retreated. And I watched it in real time. And I was like, what did you think was going to happen? Like, I guess I should have played hard to get and been like, why are you talking to me? But that felt insane. Because it was like towards the end of the night and I was like, okay, let's do this. And he was like, no, and truly like ran away from me.
Oh my God. I don't know what you could have. I wasn't there.
No.
But it could have been the water bottle filled with something that you had in front of you.
He was like, what is she drinking? And I'm like, oh, it's not thirst quenching.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
But those bottles exist. Anyway. What do you think besides that incident at the bar? What do you think the thing is?
I think I probably come on too strong and come on too fast and
nothing wrong with coming too fast. I'm just saying.
Okay. I mean,
I gotta get mine first. No.
No, Lamar. You can't say there's nothing wrong with coming too fast. I get mine first.
What people don't like? Women don't like that? Man, y'all are tripping. That's your problem.
Yeah, whenever I'm gabbing to a girlfriend, I'm like, oh my God, he comes so quick and he gets his first and then like doesn't even worry about mine. And I think I'm in love. Yeah. I think I make myself too available.
Ah, but you're so busy. You have a lot going on.
But like somebody will be like, do you want to hang out this day? And then I go, all right, well, I could stay in New York this extra day, or I could fly back to LA, meet up with this person, and then fly back on the East Coast to do a show. And then we'll be on the date and I'll be like, oh, I flew back just to see you. And they're like, oh, it's only the third date. What's wrong with you? I should stop doing that.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Okay, so you know what happens when you take Saran wrap.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it's very clingy. That's the whole point of it, right? It sticks to the surface. But if you put that over a person's face, suffocates them.
Oh no!
And a nigga can't breathe.
I'm Saran wrap.
Yeah.
Oh no! I gotta be tinfoil. Ball me up and shoot me into the garbage can.
This episode was brought to you by Sir Reynolds Wrap.
Yes, I couldn't think of a name. Yeah. I was like, Ziploc?
Ziplocs.
And I was like, that's definitely bags and not Saran Wrap. But yeah, maybe that's what it is. Maybe I gotta stop doing that.
Yeah, I think so. You know, and it's nothing, you know, there's nothing wrong with showing interest, obviously, but it's a weird, delicate game, especially when people have so many options these days. I mean, you look at it, marriages are down. People are getting divorced at an all-time high. You know, people are just kind of running. Like, now, if you had lived in, you know, any town Midwest, you know, where the population ain't that big and y'all work together, you know what I mean? Y'all love each other for y'all. Y'all don't have all these distractions, these outside things, this chaotic schedule, these, you know, other DMs that are popping up. You don't have all that. You can just focus on y'all, you know, on each other, your partners, and that makes it a lot easier. But when you're in big cities like we live in, and especially when you're high profile the way you are, you know, you're busy. You got a lot going on, you know, and people you're probably hanging out with, same thing.
Yeah, everybody got shit going on. But then I try to make it seem like I'm not that busy. I can hang out with you. Tee hee hee. Don't you like it? I made room for you. And they're like, no, go away. Yeah. So maybe I should. Okay. I'm going to be less available. I'm going to be more mysterious. I'm going to put walls up and not be vulnerable. I'm going to push people away, keep them at arm's length.
Make him come first.
Make him come first. Never come on my own.
Never.
I think we did it. I fixed it.
Well, because the female orgasm is a myth. That's a fake thing.
A myth. If you believe in it, you believe in fake fucking news.
Exactly. Fucking Santa Claus is real. And he's Jamaican.
He is Jamaican. Santa is Jamaican. Okay. He always leaves me beef patties. And I say, bon plot, thank you. I've been watching The Office. I know. I'm 100 years too late. Have you watched The Office?
I've seen a few episodes here and there. There was a reason I didn't really watch it so much, and I can tell you that, but I want you to get back to your story.
Well, I want to know the reason.
Well, because here's the thing. I binged 30 Rock, right? I got all the box sets and stuff like that. I was obsessed with 30 Rock. It's too time consuming, and no one should laugh that much consistently. And then you find yourself stealing jokes. You find yourself performing like they perform. You know what I mean? So
when
Office, I was like, I can't. I know it's funny. And I'll watch an episode. An episode will come on and I'll be in tears. And I go, I can't watch the next one. I just can't do it. I gotta do something else. I love drama. I love watching dramas because I don't really play those characters that much.
What drama are you watching right now?
Let's see. Midnight Mass on Netflix. Love that show.
Who's in that?
My boy, Zach Guilford. Zach Guilford from Friday Night Lights.
Okay.
It's a dope show. You got to check it out. Ozarks, obviously. Ozark is like, that's like my show. But all the old good stuff, you know, Breaking Bad, Sons of Anarchy, Power. I just started watching Sopranos. I'm late to the party. I'm on like episode 3, episode 4 or something like that.
I want to watch Sopranos, but I'm getting through The Office right now. Oh boy, didn't realize how funny it was. And now I'm like, will Pam and fucking Jim ever get together? And I'm like 100 years too late and I have no one to talk about it with.
Now, have they gotten together? I'm assuming they did.
I'm only on season 2. So right now they're not, but Jim was just like, oh, we had our first date. We danced and we had dinner. And I was like, oh, you can't say you went on a date with her. Her fiance works in the building downstairs. Jim, what are you doing?
I'll give you a spoiler. They get together.
They do?
Yeah. Anal episode. It's when...
Anal? Can you imagine? They get together and immediately do anal?
Yeah, and then he does anal on her too.
Oh my goodness. And he does anal on her too. Yeah. I like that you set this up that it's like Pam's gonna peg Jim and then Jim gets it right back to her.
Yep. It's a loving relationship. You gotta be equal.
Oh, all right.
Even though love isn't equal.
What do you mean by love isn't equal?
I don't think people a wise woman once told me this. I was having some relationship issues. And she was telling me, you know, I'm able to handle certain things that my man might not be able to handle. And I was like, well, what does that mean? And she was like, well, yeah, I like if I go out with other guys, like not on dates, but like as friends, it's fine with my guy because he knows I don't flirt and I'm like a dude's dude and I know how to handle myself in those situations. But if he goes out with other women, the women are extra thirsty for him and then he might find himself in compromising situations. So she's allowed to do it more often than he's allowed to do it because their tolerance for that issue is different. It's not the same. You know what I mean? He's like, I want you to hang out with your boys because those are your actual friends. He's like, I don't have that many women friends. And if they do come around, then they knew. And what the hell are you doing here? Do you know what I'm saying? So on that particular topic, it's different. And then she's like, but on other situations, it's also skewed. It's not, nothing's ever, you know, it's rare that it's equal. You can do this, I can do this, I can't. It's like, well, what can we tolerate? You know? That's kind of what I mean by love isn't necessarily equal.
I just want to be in a relationship where like they can hang out with whoever and I'm like, chill with it. But I don't know if I'll be chill with it because I've never been in a relationship.
You've never been in a relationship at all?
No, not a real one. I've been in like a, I just learned the term, a situationship. I like hooked up with this dude for like years and years. I guess he was part of the Dickadex. But I was like, maybe he'll change and maybe we'll actually date. And then he was like, hard no, dumb dumb. I'll throw you off a cliff before I date you. And I was like, tee hee hee. That means you're going to lift me up and squeeze me.
yeah, you thought wrong about that.
Yeah.
I can see where it went sideways. Yeah.
I've never had, like a boyfriend or a significant other. But it seems exciting.
You know, I'll be honest with you. There are good times and bad times, but you being single, you are right where you are and you are right where you need to be.
I mean, yeah, I'm a firm believer in everything happens for a reason, even if I like don't understand or whatever. But like, I'm like, what is the reason why I'm single? I'm over it. Thank you so much.
I'm telling you, it's got to be the availability.
Okay, I gotta be less available.
It's like this. If you're not out searching for it, then you're allowing it to find you. You know, you can't be on the quest because I think you're too close to the fire. I think you have to. Your mind should be on other things, the things that you enjoy doing. Because what happens when you're in those elements, doing the things you enjoy doing, the things that you're passionate about, the things that you find fun, you're going to be surrounded by people who are like-minded. You're going to find yourself being surrounded by folks who get you more than folks who don't. Because you're doing the same shit. So, and before you know it, y'all found each other. And you know what I mean? I think that's important. Focus on you.
Yeah. Focus on me. But sometimes I'm like, oh my God, I'm focusing too much on me. No one's just going to knock on my door and be like, hello, I have a dick for you to suck. You kind of have to go out and find it.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, there are apps for that. You know what I'm saying? And websites. But I do think that, okay, so I'll give you an example. Today, someone knocked on your door. Right? Today, someone came into your place of residence. Okay? And then that person left.
Yes.
That's on you. You had an opportunity right there.
No, I didn't. Right? He was married and he was fixing my dryer.
It doesn't matter. Married men need love too.
He also was like, my wife's name is Nicole. And I was like, do you want to fuck me on this broken dryer in this like gross lint you just pulled out? But I did not ask, even though I should have.
You should have. Because you never know where love is. Love could be in another woman's bedroom waiting for you. You know what I'm saying? You just got to play your cards right.
I Love this advice. Okay, so I'm unavailable. I'm going to snatch women's husbands up. I'm going to fuck them on broken dryers. I'm not going to let people leave my home when they come into it. No. This is it. This, and I'm not going to go skydiving with Halle Berry. I'm, this is, honestly.
I think you got it figured out.
I think I figured it out.
What I think you and I just did right here on your podcast.
Yes.
And I do want to collect a percentage of it.
Oh.
We just wrote a book.
We did just write a book, an audio book.
We just wrote an audio book. So y'all can take that, sell that, give it to Audible or whoever does books and stuff. Book.org. I don't know, but you know.
Book.org.
Book.org.
Not Let's a dot com. Book.org.
.org. Yeah, it's an organization. Yeah.
Okay, Lamorne, real quick, we got to take a break.
Ooh.
Spring is the best time to start a new workout routine. It's our yearly collective warm-up, and Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards whatever you're looking for. Okay, Peloton can accommodate your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. Even if you only have 5 minutes, there's a class to get your body moving, and I have to stress how important that is. 5 minutes is better than no minutes. Peloton has a range of class types fit for every goal and mood. Move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations and guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can just jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day, because that's what it is, a journey. And listen, Peloton has everything you need to get to where you're going. Whether you prefer to run outdoors, row or ride at home, or strength train at the gym, Peloton is something for you. Ooh, the Peloton classes I like to do are strength training. I also like the yoga because I'm always trying to get more flexible because I love doing splits because I'm slutty. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who, like, is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/date me today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/date me. And we're back. Okay, so I asked for listener fucking submissions. And if you want to submit something, you can email whywon'tyoudatemepodcast@gmail.com. I will not read like DMs, so you just got to submit them there. So I want to read you this crazy story that we're going to dissect, okay? So this is from a nice person. They wrote their name, but I don't want to put their whole name out there. Bianca. Anyway, I was dating this guy for a few months. I decided I'll say her name. She says she, whatever.
Say her She's, name.
Bianca. She was dating a guy. I was dating a guy for a few months. He took me out for a Valentine's dinner and drinks. When we got to the bar for the drinks part of the date, he said he had to use the bathroom. When he got back to our table, he said he couldn't use the bathroom because he had to shit. And he forgot his wipes. I said, what? Okay. So he left me at the bar to run to the nearby Sheets, which I think is a gas station, to buy wipes and shit. An hour later, Bianca, no, after I drank both our beers, he returns to let me know that Sheets didn't have wipes. So he had to go to Walmart to buy wipes and back to Sheets to shit, and then came back to have drinks with me at the bar. We called him Wipey Wipes Guy for a while. I dumped him a little later on. Wow.
Whoa.
I mean, how? Wow, wild. Lauren, if that happened to you, if a lady was like, excuse me, I just have to run to the nearby gas station to get some wet wipes because I have to take a big, nasty, wet dump. Will you please hold for a second? Would you stay?
No. No, if she, there's a couple things. There's a couple things. I would think that was a hell of a funny excuse to just leave the date and ditch me, right? Because I'm not saying I'm important, but I ain't just anybody. I ain't gonna sit at no bar while you gone for an hour talking about wait here and you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not gonna happen. That is not gonna happen. I'm gonna be like, okay, cool. When you're done doing what you got to do, text me. I'll be at home. And we're gonna fast forward this thing. Hopefully your pipes have been cleaned.
So okay, you text, meet me at home. You deal with your thing. Would you then allow them to come to your home? I mean, their booty's clean. They used a wet wipe.
You know, everybody. This is something I learned at a young age. Everybody shits. Mm-hmm. Everybody shits. And you know, I got a 1 year old and she shits a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everywhere. On me. Sometimes it's disgusting. You're changing her diaper because she just took a shit, and then you realize while you're changing her diaper, she's shitting again.
Oh.
Yeah, that's disgusting, right? Mm-hmm. But now I'm used to it. Everybody drops deuces. You know what I mean? So I can't be mad at it. I'm a little weirded out by the honesty and the upfrontness.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. Give me a second. I gotta go poop. That's a lot.
But they've been dating for a few months. So like, how many, would it be years for you to have someone go, I gotta dump one out?
Well, here's the thing. Just go dump one out. You gotta broadcast it. You know what I'm saying? Like, And if they've been dating a few months and she don't know his wet wipe like habit, like his wet wipe dependency, like that, like if he's got a, if this guy's dependent on wet wipes often, like to the point where he can't even go in the public bathroom without, you know, wetting his hole and doing all the whole, like, hey man, sometimes you just gotta go do it. Then when you get home, shower your nasty ass if you got to. Sometimes you gotta just dry rub it. You know what I'm saying?
Dry rub it.
Yeah, you gotta dry rub the brown line. And then when you get home, you know what I'm saying, do your thing. But you know, but she didn't know that about him. So they had a lot of other issues going on.
Do you think it's a lack of communication?
Or just a lack of paying attention. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sure that wasn't the first time they'd been out. I'm sure he'd been to her place before, you know. She had left wet wipes in her bathroom, and every time he goes to the bathroom, there's one or two fewer wet wipes. And she's like, oh, okay. Yeah, okay. I see he's cleaning it. Okay.
I would love to meet the person who counts wet wipes. They're like, oh, two are missing.
You're looking at him.
Wow. Making network money. Now he's making streaming money, and he's counting the wet wipes.
Gotta do it. I gotta save. You know what I mean? This Lamborghini ain't gonna pay for itself.
Wait, do you have a Lamborghini?
I do.
What color?
It's black.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, okay.
It's black.
Wait, that can't be your everyday car.
That is my everyday car.
Really?
I am ignorant with a small dick. No. It's the Lamborghini SUV.
Oh,
it's the everyday driver Lamborghini. Yes,
suitable for children and city driving.
Yeah, I got my child seat in the back.
I love that.
With a baby on board sticker on the back window. I do.
Do you really?
I do.
Why? Why do you need to let people know that you got a baby on board? You think people would be nicer to you?
No, you have to say baby on board so people watch how they're driving around you.
Oh. Yeah. I drive more aggressively when I see baby on board. I was like, this baby needs to fucking learn. The streets aren't safe. Zoom, zoom, bitch.
It's wild out here. You want to race?
How has your life changed since you've had a child?
Ooh, life, you know, it's interesting. co-parenting, life hasn't changed much. Life for me, it's changed as far as being more organized, getting the daily routines of your kid in order, making sure you're sleeping as much as you can. Because I used to, you know, when you're single, you sleep when you can. You're like, I might stay out till 4, 5, 6, 7 in the morning, depending on where you are. But now my baby goes to sleep at 7 p.m. I'm right behind her. I'm like, all right, quick, let me go ahead and lay down too before she wake up. You know, no late nights for me. I don't, you know, not so much anymore. I haven't really gone out too much since, you know, but it's fun though. It's fun because it's a different part of life. It's a very interesting, you know, mature adult part of life because now you're forced to grow up.
Yeah. You have to keep a person alive, which is like,
yes.
I mean, I'm doing a pretty poor job of, no, not poor job. Like my dog is alive and thriving, but like I have to brush his teeth because his breath is kicking. It is so fucking bad. And I'm like, this seems like work. I gotta like open your mouth and like brush it. And then I can't imagine. You have to do that with a kid every single fucking day.
Every day. Every day. But you know, you play games and you make it fun for her. At first she didn't want to brush her teeth because she's one. She's got like 10 teeth now. And now she'll watch me brush my teeth. And then so she'll then take her toothbrush and just kind of mimic what I do.
That's fucking cute.
It's cute. It's cute. And she likes the flavor of her like all natural toothpaste. So she just loves doing that.
Oh, you're not getting the bubblegum shit?
No. Oh, wow. She don't know how to she doesn't really realize you have to spit afterwards. She'll just be swallowing it the whole time. Like, yo, no, you gotta brush and then rinse out and do all the whole she don't know that yet. She's just like, food?
Food, yum yum yum.
No, not food.
Okay, this is an actual question. Why brush a kid's teeth if they're gonna lose their teeth?
Well, because you don't want them to lose their teeth due to negligence. You have a rotten tooth ass baby.
I guess a baby's breath that smelled like my dog would be very awful. Horrible. It would be a real turn off to holding that baby.
Not at all. You'd be disgusting.
A rotten tooth baby.
They eat food. They eat real food. You know what I mean? And so you don't want to. And right now, I got lucky. You see, I got this gap right here. And my daughter has the gap too. You know what I'm saying? So food don't get stuck in there. Food don't get stuck. So just slide right out.
I love what I'm saying? Two little Madonnas with no food in their teeth.
Exactly.
I love that. So someone sent me some advice, and here is the advice. I just want to read it. I cracked the code, Nicole. Delete your Hinge. Delete your Bumble. I met my boyfriend on TikTok. I live in San Diego. Had a bunch of my videos go semi-viral. Nothing too crazy. Around 500,000 views. Okay, I think this person is truly just trying to brag. I got a bunch of followers on Instagram since I linked my account. Okay. And one was a sexy, handsome man from Kentucky. He slid into the DMs, and 1.5 years later, he moved to San Diego for me, and we're planning our engagement. I'm super gay. I've always struggled with the dating scene. I never find men who have a deep connection with. I thought I was destined for hookups only for my life. But TikTok really pulled through. What is this, an ad for TikTok?
It's gotta be.
How did Big TikTok get my email address?
Yeah. Hey, listen, you know, they're not wrong. I mean, social media, I think in general, what he's saying is a good place to connect. Because if you look at some of these dating apps, they just link to your social media so they can use some of your photos that you already post on your social media. So, you know, your social media could be a place. It's like a hub.
A hub.
It's like a hangout, you know?
It's like NASA. NASA hubs in space. We're all just these people in space tethered to our social media. And then that's how you meet other people in the space. Wow.
Exactly.
Wow.
The metaverse. You can meet folks on the metaverse. You know, your producer was telling me she just hangs out in the metaverse all day. That's how she meets Strange.
Oh. Wait, is the metaverse, is that what Facebook is now called?
Meta, yeah.
Meta, which is like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you just go into these weird rooms and like, do like weird stuff.
I don't know what it is. Wait, what's his name? Zach Zuckerberg? No.
Mark.
Oh my God, I was way off.
Yeah, way off.
I mean, Mark Zuckerberg, what are you doing? Why rebrand Facebook? It's been around for so fucking long. You're not going to trick me with the Meta. I'm not signing up for a Meta page.
Listen, he's a powerful dude. If he wants you to sign up to his Meta page, you will sign up to the Meta page.
I don't know. I've seen what he looks like. He looks like Data from Star Trek Next Generation.
Mark Zuckerberg is an alien.
That's what he looks like.
He's a cyborg. He's a cyborg. No one's mind is that quick. He is a cyborg.
Well, I don't think his mind is that quick. I mean, Facebook was around for, what, 100 years before he changed it to Meta?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know, man. You know what's crazy? I don't even use Facebook, really.
I don't have a Facebook page.
Yeah, I have one, but, you know, I always forget my password, and I don't really know, like, who's operating it now. I don't I'd be like, that ain't me. All right.
There's just a small white woman in Idaho who's like, it's me, Lamar.
It's Lamar Morris. I've
been on TV.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I just don't see the need for it. Because last time I went on, I was like, oh, this is just like people from high school selling their pyramid schemes like Lila Rose. What am I thinking of? Do you know what I'm talking about? The leggings?
I'll be honest with you. No. Oh. Lululemon?
No, not Lululemon. I think it's LuLaRoe. It's like a whole pyramid scheme where women are buying leggings and then you like resell them. But then you have to like get people under you to be part of your team to sell more leggings. But then if you get every lady in your town selling leggings, who's buying the leggings?
Wait a minute. Are these previously worn leggings?
No, they're not previously worn leggings. Why did your brain go there?
Because you're like, they're buying it and they're reselling them. I'm like, I don't want rotten crotch in my leggings. I don't know where you've been, Barb.
Wholesale. Barb buys them wholesale and then Barb sells them. Like you buy them for $5 and I guess you sell them for $10.
And then you just, they kick that money up, trickles up.
So like when you get more people under you, it like, I don't know, you get a percentage of them buying their bulk order or whatever, but then you don't get a percentage of what they're selling. There was a whole documentary that I watched, and it truly was very interesting.
Well, let me tell you, this could be another answer to your grand question.
Yes.
You're watching documentaries on a bitch named Barb selling leggings.
you mean to tell me men aren't interested in that? You weren't riveted?
Hell nah. They're going to be like, wait, what? What you doing tonight? Mm-hmm. I'm unavailable tonight. I'm watching Barb Goes Wholesale.
I got to watch Barb Goes to the Wholesale Legging Warehouse. Wait, what should I watch to like get a man to be like, oh, shit, she's fucking cool. Wow. Like video games? Should I watch like Grand Theft Auto?
Watch some Joe Rogan and watch the Lakers.
Oh, boy. I love me some Joe Rogan.
You gotta watch some Joe Rogan.
Wow. I just love how he really just doesn't do any sort of research and says things with such authority. That's hot to me. I hope he lives forever and does it for the rest of his life. Real quick, we have to take another break. Okay. Hey, did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better so you can like order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho! Without having to consult consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me, spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
I genuinely love Joe Rogan. Like, genuinely.
Do you?
Yeah, I've never met the guy. But I'm like, hey, that's my guy right there. I love Joe Rogan.
It is very funny that men seem to just love him.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like, I don't want to get into the politics of it all. It's not really my thing. But he is one of those dudes. I'm like, how do you go from, you know, being a UFC dude where you're like watching people beat the crap out of each other to like talking about mental health with like this professional on your show to then talking to like this crazy comedian to then talking about, you know, political issues to then talk. I'm like, what is this? Where's the through line? You know? Mm-hmm. And I find it to be very, very entertaining. Cause he seems to, I don't know. They're all like homies. It just feels like he's having a real conversation where he's asking questions as I would ask him. I don't know about this subject. So I'm like, if you start talking to me about space and I got Neil deGrasse Tyson on there, I'm going to be like Joe Rogan. I'll be like, so what? Like, what is all that about?
What
tell me about
is
it.
Space?
Space. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, he's asking the questions like regular dudes would ask.
I like him because I think he's so confidently wrong with a lot of things. And then he's just like, I don't know. You know, I said what I said. I won't apologize. It's out there. Take it for what it is. And then I'm like, he talks for so long. I feel like some of those episodes are like 2 hours long. And I'm like,
three hours,
that must mean his like wife is so happy. He must not talk at home. He must get it all out. All of the dumb shit is out on the podcast. So when he goes home, he's like, tell me your day. And she's like, ah, yes. Well, I was spending your money because you make so much of it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And then they're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then they make clams and fuck. Like, I think he's got a real nice home life.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, I'm sure he puts it down. I don't know. I don't know their home life. I don't want to speak on another man's wife like that. Or
fair.
Another man's penis on what he's doing with it.
Fair.
But let me tell you something. He loves elk meat.
Elk meat?
You know what that means.
I sure don't.
Huh? Elk meat? Ha.
What is an elk? A deer?
What is an elk? I'll be honest with you. I don't know yet.
Wait, I got to Google this. Okay, elk.
Elk is a big-ass moose, I think.
Oh, it's so big. Okay, the elk, also known as the wapiti, is the largest species within the deer family. Mm. Okay, interesting. Oh, they live for 10 to 13 years. Oh, my God, they can get to be 730 pounds?
Yeah, until Joe Rogan shows up.
And then he's like, I'm gonna fucking throat. Cut you up.
But the thing is, Joe Rogan does it with his bare hands.
You see what I'm saying?
That's a man's man.
He's a man's man. Yeah, that's, I love that.
Jumps out of the tree, then gets his grip on the neck like it's a UFC move. It's an MMA move and just snaps that air supply off. Pop.
Would you ever do MMA?
Hell no. I got weak knuckles.
You got weak knuckles?
Yeah, very fragile joints and dainty wrists. Look at that wrist.
Oh, you do have a dainty wrist.
Look at that.
Wow, just flops. Yeah, that's dainty. Just flopping dainty. Around.
That ain't the only thing that flops, ladies.
No, his ears are big, too.
No, my movies. No, okay.
Oh, no.
I'm kidding.
I have a question. Okay, what is like the ideal woman of your dreams?
Am I putting a face on it or am I just explaining who this person is?
As much detail as you want to give.
So, I just love Zoe Kravitz
okay.
so much. So, because she's mysterious.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? She's always got this look on her face that says, ain't nothing going on behind these eyes. Or is there? And I'm like, is she okay? Or, you know what I'm saying? Or is she about to murder me?
Ooh.
Okay. You know?
Yeah, like she's very mysterious. She's got these cool tattoos. I don't quite know what they are. I haven't done the research yet. I mean, it could be witchcraft. I don't know. But she's super cool. And her family life seems to be really cool. Cool parents. You know what I'm saying? They seem like the type of parents that would be okay with you and her walking around their house naked.
Yes, very that.
Yeah, like Lenny would be like, hey, man, you want some eggs? And I'd be like, hold on, Lenny, let me put my dick away first before you address me. This is awkward.
I feel like Lenny would be like, oh, this is what we're doing? I'll take mine out, too. Have you ever seen the video of him squatting and his dick pops out? It's a stunning video. He's like performing and he like squats and his fucking dick falls out of his like leather pants. That is how strong Lenny Kravitz's dick is. It broke through leather. I have leather handbags that I've had for years. Nothing has broken them. I put a laptop in them.
And I've had plenty of dicks in there.
I put so many dicks in my purses. And Lenny Kravitz's pants were like, I cannot be contained. Whoop. It's a perfect video. Okay, sorry. So Zoe Kravitz.
I won't look it up, but yeah, Zoe Kravitz. I love Zoe Kravitz. So and that's the other thing is that I don't know anything about this woman. Mm-hmm. And that's what I like. I don't know anything about her. She's cool.
She's cool. She's mysterious. Ah, so I need to become Zoe Kravitz.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, honestly, maybe she's my ideal person too, because I love that her mom and her dad are still very close while her mom is married to a whole nother person. And the three of them are just like easy breezy, chill people. And it seems very healthy.
Yes. That's all people want is just healthy relationships with friends and family. You know, no hard feelings, no hurt feelings. Sure, you might be butt hurt in the moment, but tomorrow is a new day. God damn.
Yes.
Can we all just be a family?
Yes. It's what has a song go? A new day has begun. Do you know who sings that?
I'll be honest with you. No.
Celine Dion. Come on.
Celine Dion.
You don't know who Celine Dion is?
Selena Dion Cole. Who is
Selena
that?
Selena Gomez Dion. Dion Cole.
Selena Gomez. No, I've never heard that. I'm not going to lie to you. I've never heard that song. I do like Celine Dion, but I've never heard that song.
Okay, well, I'll tell you something. She's iconic. She is perfection. I've seen her in concert. She talks in between each song, just lets you know where she's at in her life. And
I'm in my castle right now, you guys.
No, she's at the concert.
Oh, okay.
So she'll be like, I feel good, everybody. Well, that's a terrible French-Canadian accent.
Whoa, yeah, that was off. It sounded very Spaniard.
Oh, hola, ¿cómo estás?
Yeah.
¿Yo hablo español? Like
un poquito.
Oh, sí, sí. Yo dos, which is not how you say me too. Because I said
no.
I and then the number two.
I do.
I wish I spoke a different language. Wait, Lamorne, do you travel a lot?
I do. Back when the world was more open, I did. I've been to a few places. Been to Africa a few times. Been to
where in Africa?
Islands, Cape Town. I've been to Cape Town, Mozambique, Johannesburg. Mainly just south. I want to go back so bad. I planned on doing this big African tour for a few months. When I was working in Cape Town, and I said, you know what? I'm gonna spend the next few months after this project just traveling up and down this great continent, and I never got to do it because of work. So then the world said, "We done."
Well, if you ever do it, invite me and Sashir.
Yes, I don't know this Sashir person you're speaking about.
Oh, one of my really good friends. She's she's on this show called Woke that's on Hulu,
Sashir.
And the second Sashir. Season will be coming out.
Say it one more time.
Sashir.
Say it slower so I can hear.
Sashir.
Sherbert.
No. Sherbert is, I think, a dairy-based fruity treat.
Oh, I love fruity treats. Oh, my goodness. So Sherbert is a fruity treat. Nice.
Sherbert is a fruity treat. She's a fruity treaty friend. I guess I wouldn't describe her as fruity.
No?
No, she's fruity. She's colorful. She's fun. And she's delicious to talk to. And now you know, I talk to fruit.
which could be problem number 7 and why you are single.
This is why I'm single. I'm too available. And I'm just talking to fruit.
But no, yes, I will definitely invite you and Shashir. Shashir. Okay, I'm done. Yeah, Shashir. Shashir Zameda is a fantastic and fabulous comedian, actor, singer, writer, and a goddamn thug.
She is the best. She has the longest legs and arms I've ever seen on a person. And when she looks like... when she puts her arms over her head and waves them around, like sometimes I ask her to, she looks like the car dealership thing, the little blow-up guy.
The little blow-up
and it really gets me every time she does it.
She scratches her ankles standing up. That's the crazy thing. Without bending her legs, she's like, ooh, I'm itching on the bottom of my foot when we tie my shoes while also standing upright.
You guys shot season 2 of Woke in Atlanta.
Yes.
Did you go to what is the name of it? It is one of the oldest strip clubs, I think, in America.
The Claremont Lounge.
The Claremont Lounge. Did you guys go? I can't remember if you did.
Yes, we did go. We did go. There was quite the show. It was quite the show. See, if you haven't been there, I recommend you folks out there in listener town to go because it's a bar.
Yes.
Let's get that out of the way. It's a bar. It's not really, really a strip club. The stage is like where the bartenders are. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And so there's like a show going on right behind the bartenders. But some of these strippers are very seasoned, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
They've been at it for decades. You know what I mean? Maybe they gave a lap dance during the civil rights movement. You know what I'm saying? Like they've been around. This one woman, I was rather entertained. She was definitely, she was grandma. You know what I mean? I respected her. I respected her until she started talking with her asshole. I said, wow.
That would cause me to respect somebody more.
Yeah, she started doing it. She did a whole routine. And
ooh,
I was like,
baby,
that's
funny.
I said, this is a lot. Because it's like if you ever look at a mountain and you see the striations in the mountain, that'll tell you how long that mountain has been there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, each striation like 1,000 years. Her butthole had a lot of striations. I said the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 10s.
Fucking, what a treat. I'm like, maybe I'll just go to Atlanta for a weekend just so I can go to this place because only heard the wildest stories from there.
Oh, Blake Anderson from Workaholics, also on Woke, lived there. He was obsessed with it. So, yeah, he bought t-shirts. He bought me a t-shirt from there. Blake is obsessed with that place. We couldn't get Blake out of that place. There were times where we would be like, Blake, no, we got to go to work. Today is a very important day. You have the monologue. And he was like, fuck you. I'm still counting striations. And he's like, right now, I'm in the Renaissance. He spent all his per diem over there.
All his per diem. I love that. Okay, on that note, I guess we should wrap it up because that really got me good. Lamorne, do you know when Woke Season 2 is coming to Hulu?
First quarter of next year. So, well, I guess when this airs, it'll be probably out or coming out.
Wow. Look at me. Timing release as well. I'm kidding. Yes. I don't do scheduling. It's Team Coco and whoever your publicist is. Do you have anything else you want to promote?
You know, please, folks, go ahead and download and listen and like and subscribe. Welcome to our show. It's the New Girl Rewatch Podcast with me, Zoe Deschanel, and Hannah Simone. So please tune in, listen in, and, you know, yeah, we'll do that thing what you guys do when you sign off on podcasts and stuff.
I love it. Mars, we can cut this part out if Lamorne hates it. I love that you're doing a recap podcast of The New Girls because people have to rewatch The New Girl and then you're going to get residuals and paid for that podcast. Ooh! You want me to cut that out?
No, you can keep that in there if you want. Keep that in there.
But also, it's nice to get a residual check.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it. You know what I mean? It's a whole new audience. And I'll be honest with you. The reason why we started doing it was because it had, I don't want to say it died off, but once once the show had gone away, you know, other shows emerge. People moved their attention away from it. However, what we started to notice was there was this big reemergence of New Girl fans, a whole new audience where folks started diving into our show. And that, you know, and you get asked a million questions about the show all the time. So we just figured,
why not just do the podcast? Yeah. I love
it. We're always at home. You know what I mean? We're always in our trailers. Uh-huh. We always have our laptop. So it's like, let's just talk about the show.
I like that. Lamorne, huh. I have a question. I ask all of my guests this. Would you date me?
Oh, duh. What you are? What you doing?
Ooh, I'm going to Africa with you.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Bring your water bottle because it's been a while.
I will. I'll fill it up. I'll bring a big old Fiji. Okay. Lamorne, thank you so much for being here. Okay, if you like this episode of Oh, I Won't You Date Me, you can like it, you can rate it, you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts or, I don't know, Spotify, wherever the fuck else you listen. But if you write me something dirty to the email I said earlier, I won't say it again. You have to rewind it and figure it out. I will read it. So Noah wrote, Nicole, I want to shove turkey and mashed potatoes into your puss and have you squat over my face and queef it out into my mouth like I'm a baby bird. Then I'll whip your pussy juice into a topping for some good old pumpkin pie. Happy Thanksgiving. Hope you're having a good day. Noah. Oh my God. That one really got me because that's a whole layers shoving a bird in. But baby birding, whipping. Wow, Noah, I thoroughly enjoyed that one. Lamorne has passed away.
Oh, no. Is that Noah Garfinkel? Who is that?
No, it's Noah. I don't want to say their last name because seems
he
rude.
Might be married.
He might be married. Their partner might be like, I cannot believe you are sending dirty bird messages to people trying to shove turkeys into them and mashed potatoes.
I'm the only oven you're shoving a turkey in.
I would love for a couple to have a fight and say, I'm the only oven.
But you take too long to preheat. Nicole's a convection oven.
She's a convection oven. Things are just heating up very quickly. Okay, bye-bye. That's it for Why Won't You Date Me with me, Nicole Byer. Why Won't You Date Me is produced and engineered by, the sweetest woman I know, Marissa Melnick. It is executive produced by other wonderful people, Adam Sachs, Joanna Solotaroff, and Jeff Ross. Thanks for listening. I love you. Thank you so much. We'll be seeing you next Friday with a brand new episode. What a treat. What a dream.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.